Blog Talk Radio.
Like the folks you meet on, like to plant my feet on the Brooklyn Bridge. What a lovely view from heaven looks at you from the Brooklyn Bridge. I love to listen to the wind through her strings, the song that she sings for the town. I love to look up at the clouds in her hair. She's learned to wear like a crown. If you've been a rover, journey's end lies over the Brooklyn Bridge. Don't let no one tell you, I've been trying to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. All the folks in Manhattan are sad, 'cause they look at her and wish they had the good old Brooklyn Bridge.
Hello, welcome to House New York with Brooklyn real estate attorney Robert Howe. Tonight we'll be profiling South Brooklyn as we welcome Douglas Elliman's Daniel Soldano to the show. Now please stay tuned for Bob.
Don't let no one tell you that I've been trying to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. You'll miss her most when you roam, 'cause you'll think of her and think of home, the good old Brooklyn.
Here's our host, Bob Howe.
Well, welcome everybody to How's New York. I'm your host again, Robert Howe, and we are talking about a multitude of topics, including real estate, community politics, and any hot topics of the day. We're broadcasting from an undisclosed location in Brooklyn, New York, to a potential audience stretching from Longyearbyen, Norway, to Ushuaia, Tierra del Fuego, thanks to the power of Blog Talk Radio. I'm here with my executive producer, Jason Versace, of Rising Tide Marketing. And we have as our guest tonight, as Jason mentioned, Daniel Soldano, a licensed associate real estate broker with Douglas Elliman. And we're going to talk about South Brooklyn, where it is, and what's going on in it with Daniel tonight. Welcome to the show, Daniel.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. You know, Jason and I were having a little laugh about South Brooklyn. And, of course, to us older guys, not a young guy like you, you know, South Brooklyn had a different location, sort of like a grittier type of cachet. And as we all know in real estate, names of communities do change. You know, communities
right.
that were once Flatbush have now been diced up into about 10 different little communities, and I guess this whole South Brooklyn thing has moved a little more south, actually. So tell us a little bit. Well, tell us a little bit about what you do, Daniel, and then we'll talk about where South Brooklyn is, you know, for Douglas Elliman and your colleagues at Douglas Elliman, and what's going on in the new South Brooklyn. But first, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, sure, definitely. Well, again, thanks for having me on. It's a beautiful day to be on the radio. I'm actually sitting out on my terrace right now staring at the Verrazano Bridge. So that'll give you some perspective about, you know, where South Brooklyn is. And me personally, I've been a realtor for about 10 years and just recently with Douglas Elliman. And it's a great company. I've spent many years at a local brokerage in Bay Ridge on 3rd Avenue. We closed the deal together in our time.
Absolutely,
and,
I remember.
And, you know, it's just a wonderful, wonderful area to live. I just have a 10-month-old daughter, Layla, who I love dearly.
Perfect.
And luckily we have family still in this area, and that's what I noticed a lot about this area. You still have some of the same residents you've had for the past 30, 40, 50 years even. And, you know, my in-laws live in the building right next to us. So it's a convenient walk over for them. And my parents still live in Bensonhurst, and they're wonderful. They watch her 3 days a week. So thanks, Mom and Dad.
Well, great. It sounds like you have South Brooklyn locked down pretty much and have deep roots
there.
Well,
yeah, I grew up in Bensonhurst, went to school there, hung out in Diker, and went to school in Bay Ridge. And, you know, most of my time was spent as a teenager in Bay Ridge at the, you know, restaurants and bars and hanging out on Shore Road, which is beautiful for walking, running. You know, you have what we call the Bay Ridge Promenade now, which stretches from the Verrazano Bridge all the way down to 69th Street Pier. And they just added the ferry system and connected the waterfront. So you could easily get to Sunset Park, Red Hook, Dumbo, and Manhattan very easily now. We took a trip down there last week over to Dumbo, and it was fantastic. It really did a good job on that ferry.
The ferry is a nice addition to Bay Ridge, a way to get to jump all the way down and, you know, all the way out sometimes to Williamsburg, if you transfer, and over to Wall Street
right.
if you don't transfer. But it is a nice addition to Bay Ridge, and I don't think I bumped into anybody who said they had a horrible time. If anything, they said, wow. You know,
right,
how,
exactly.
How great it was.
Well, because parking down there and the traffic is sometimes horrendous. The ferry, they've done a really good job of scheduling every half hour on the weekends and hour on the weekdays. And it's a really nice commute. So kudos to them for doing that. And the boats ride very smoothly. If you want an alcoholic beverage, you got one. They serve that on there too.
Yeah, you know, I was surprised at how fast they move. They really they really do take off, and they maneuver in very tight spots. It's much different than the old Staten Island ferry that lumbered along, you know.
I've heard stories.
Yes,
my
exactly.
grandfather used to race homing pigeons. I don't know if you know anybody that raced homing pigeons, but they used to take the ferry over to Staten Island and go on their rooftops in Bensonhurst and wait for the pigeons to come by.
Yes, that was a big, a big thing among certain people
right.
You'd see a whole flock of pigeons flying around like crazy. So you have deep roots, and luckily
yeah.
enough, you ended up staying in the Bay Ridge area, and now you're
yes.
representing buyers and sellers in this community. So why don't we talk a little bit about, you know, what Bay Ridge, Diker, Bensonhurst is all about? I guess that although I'm sure you do all of the city. You know,
yep.
being here is sort of, you know, is sort of a focus. I saw you had several co-op listings on Shore Road. Tell us, you know, what does the outside world think about Bay Ridge, Diker, and Bensonhurst?
Well, sure. I mean, you know, that's funny you say that about the outside world, because I think it is sort of a small community amongst those three neighborhoods, especially in Bay Ridge. What I find is that not many people have paid much attention to it. They still think of Bay Ridge the Tony Manera, type of Bay Ridge, but
right.
it has grown into something so special and so wonderful to raise a family or just be here and head down to Third Avenue and whatever else. But I think the biggest thing that sets these Bay Ridge, and I'll talk a little bit about Diker and Bensonhurst in a second, but Bay Ridge especially, is the architecture. The architecture is so vast in what you can get here. For instance, you can get waterfront property on Shore Road in a co-op or a condo and have beautiful views and be, you know, seconds away from just the bike paths and running paths. Multifamily homes and single-family homes, you have detached, beautiful colonial-style, Victorian-style homes throughout the area. You have apartment buildings for renters if they're not ready to buy yet. So the architecture is just wonderful. And you could see some beautiful houses, especially in the 80s in Bay Ridge. And so I think that's one thing that sets it apart. For me growing up, you know, I only knew detached, semi-detached, single and multifamily homes. But once I got into real estate and started exploring the different areas, I started seeing brownstones, and that's kind of a foreign subject for people in South Brooklyn, but it's the norm elsewhere, you know. I think besides the brownstones and the beautiful condos that they have up in North Brooklyn and Central Brooklyn, you know, everything's kind of tight, very attached, kind of small, kind of claustrophobic. Here you have a lot of nice pieces of land that are 20 wide, 30 wide, 40 wide, 50 wide. So you do get bang for your buck in this area.
And what about the type of people that you see? Well, you know, I think you'll agree there's not a heck of a lot of turnover in our community, but there is, you know, slight, you know, small incremental changes. What types of people do you see wanting to come into the neighborhood? I know, for instance,
sure.
If you say the Williamsburg line, you know, you could roughly say millennials and hipsters along that, but I don't think I don't think the R train takes those type of people that far.
Well, you know, it's an interesting point you're bringing up. So when I run open houses, I see people from many different areas coming in, you know, Manhattan and North Brooklyn, Park Slope and Carroll Gardens. But I do see a fair number of people staying within the area, whether they're upsizing or downsizing. So it's kind of an even split lately. And, you know, as you know, being a real estate attorney, everything is relative. So if you have buyers in Park Slope or looking to buy a house, you really can't find anything under $2 million in that area. Come to Bay Ridge and you have just as great as a community, if not better, in my opinion. And you can score a house for $1 million or a couple of bucks extra. So I do see a fair share of people coming from North Brooklyn, but many, many people also just want to stay in this area because they love it so much. So I'd say about a 50-50 split. And, yeah, there's really not a lot of rezoning going on in this area. You don't have any industrial buildings that they're converting, you know, like warehouses into lofts and whatever else. It's a very stable neighborhood in that sense. So if people are leaving this area, they're usually either going to Staten Island, New Jersey, or Long Island. But they don't necessarily want to, you know. If we have some time, you know, I'm in the same boat right now. I have a one-bedroom apartment. As I mentioned, I have Layla, my daughter, and my wife and I live in a one-bedroom apartment. And I call it the 30-something dilemma. You know, people in their 30s who moved into their first apartments in Bay Ridge or Diker, and now they want to stay in the area. But the pricing is very, very high, especially for someone, you know, starting out with a family in this area. So it's like, I want to stay, do I get a two-bedroom or a three-bedroom co-op or condo or rent a place for a while, or do I make my trip out to Staten Island or somewhere else in the burbs?
A lot of my clients are, of course, when you first get married, it's great. You're thinking one bedroom, sure, row. It doesn't get better than that. But
that's
then
right.
Then kids come along. You know, in my case, I was in a fifth-floor walk-up when kids came along. And
oh, boy.
With, a one bedroom, so we had to make plans pretty quickly, and you do have to figure out where you're going to go. And a lot of my clients are coming to me saying, you know, we're looking for two or three bedrooms, or we might have to jump over to Staten Island to get more room now that
right.
the kids have come along. So how do you see the market going in Bay Ridge? It always seems to be steady and kind of chugging along. I don't think we're seeing those you know, like Bed-Stuy, Bushwick type of price jumps, but I think it's pretty slow but steady in Bay Ridge. I don't know how you
well,
and Element.
You know, I personally like to stay away from like state of the market type stuff, but I will tell you that pricing your home is very important. I will talk about that. Demand has gone down a little bit, just, you know, statewide, citywide, borough-wide. So I think things will sell. It's just a matter of what you price that. And I think gone are the days of a huge seller's market, multiple offer situations, unless it's priced correctly. So I think pricing is very important when it comes to if you need to sell your home. And buyers have a lot more options now. They're exploring different areas besides this area. So I think that's the extent of what I can talk about. But I will say that if you price your home correctly, and you have something of value, then it definitely will sell.
And how do you convince someone that your price is that you're correctly pricing it when they want to put another zero on the end of it?
Well, sure. I mean, you know, when I consult with people, I like to bring comparable properties to see what things are sold for in the area over the past 6 months. We do a market analysis to show, and everybody has, you know, their opinions, and, you know, ultimately it comes down to the market. It's like anything else. Everything has a value, and, you know, I will say that things that are renovated are selling a lot more quickly. Things that are a little bit bigger, for houses especially, on bigger lots, and, you know, something with 4 bedrooms, 5 bedrooms is selling a lot quicker than the standard 3 bedrooms. How do you convince them? Well, you know, I'll have to talk to them privately and see what they say.
Right, right. So the people that come to your open houses, are they just shoppers, or are they looking for specific things like schools, parks? What are they looking for? What do you see as some of the more important elements of a buyer?
Well, that's a great question. You know, most people that are looking for homes are going to look at the school system. And, you know, South Brooklyn has a wonderful school system. I think they were top rated by the Daily News in just a couple of years back. So schools are very important if you have children. I think space is very important. You know, if you have a larger apartment, 2 bedrooms or 3 bedrooms with significant square footage, that's definitely a plus. If you have some outdoor space, if you're in an apartment, that's definitely a plus. People love that sort of stuff. And in terms of the locations, you know, Shore Road obviously has its run-of-the-mill of co-op and condo buildings. So location to the express bus. Some people prefer to be closer to 4th Avenue where the you know, the R train runs. Even though that train is a nightmare sometimes, it's an easy commute to get there. But, yeah, I would say schools, location, square footage, price, and then just the overall appeal of the buildings. But I don't think you'll have a problem if you're searching on Shore Road and Bay Ridge. And then in terms of houses, you know, when I have open houses for some of the single families I sell, I get a lot of people asking me questions about, you know, what's going on in this neighborhood. If they're out of neighborhood, you know, what is this all about? And I actually have a nice brochure I could share actually with you and your followers about this area, best restaurants, the landmarks, where to go, what to eat, quick bites, things like that. So I bring that to my open houses, and I like to give that out too, to give a sense of, you know, of what the neighborhood is all about.
Yeah, I think that's an important selling tool for someone who might not really be familiar with Bay Ridge. You know, if you give them a little guide to restaurants, shopping, schools, parks, stuff like that, it gives them a little better overview if they haven't really hung out in Bay Ridge like you and I have for,
right,
you know, most of our adult lives. But people who, you know, are in Bay Ridge for, you know, the first time. I don't know if you can talk about all of Brooklyn is great, but is it continuing to spread out throughout Brooklyn? I know northern Brooklyn super hot, and is it, you know, I always say it's kind of spreading along or a slow pace along the R train line, Sunset Park, and into Bay Ridge.
That's a good question. How do I answer that? Well, I think if you live in this area, you know and you love it. So, you know, like I said, about 50% of my buyers that are purchasing or at least coming to these open houses are from this area. If you're outside of the area, you're usually moving for the space and the price. Bay Ridge and Diker, great value. Like I said before, you can't find anything in North Brooklyn or in terms of a house anyway for under $2 million. But in Bay Ridge, you know, things are relative. You can score a single family home or a 2-family home in the $1 million to $1.5 million range, and for most buyers, that's in their price range. And and they love it, and they move because of the space, because their property. Usually what I see is that you have people who bought their first apartment, maybe a two-bedroom, maybe a one-bedroom in North Brooklyn or Park Slope or Carroll Gardens, that need some more space. They bought it relatively cheap, you know, $600,000 around there, $700,000, waited about 5-6 years, and now they're selling it for over $1 million. So their property values increased. They made a wise investment. And as they start hearing more about South Brooklyn and it gets more popular in the media and elsewhere, you know, real estate blogs and so forth, they start paying more attention to it. And now they could have a home of their own instead of apartment living. So I think that's a great and wonderful thing. You know, I'm going through that myself. So I definitely see where these people are coming from. But yeah, like you had mentioned before, it's not an area that's going to be rezoned to have significant development sites. You'll have your occasional, you know, six-story building go up along Fourth Avenue or maybe Shore Road in Bay Ridge, but I don't see too much of that happening as opposed to different areas. So it's not as sexy, let's say that. But it's a beautiful neighborhood. I love living here. I've loved being able to call this area home for the past 32 years.
You know, I drove down to Bed-Stuy this morning, and I'm passing by buildings that for decades had been old, dilapidated warehouses, and now they've been repurposed, refurbished into luxury condos, which is nice, great. But then I say to myself, you know, for $2 million, you're still getting an apartment. In Bay
right.
Ridge, you're getting a house.
And a very good house. I mean, you know, $2 million budget, you're getting something significant.
Right, yeah. So Daniel, tell us a little bit about when you meet with a client and they're about to list their house or their apartment, what are some of the tips that you give them to get them ready for a sale?
Well, sure. I was on an appointment today with a very close friend, parents are selling. And one of the biggest things is to declutter the house. Excuse me one second. I told you, I'm sitting on my terrace, so I can't control motorcycles that come by. But, but yeah, so today, you know, you have to take professional photography. iPhone pictures, please, if you see your realtor doing so, please tell them to stop, and you want a professional taken. And professional photography, floor plans are very important. Declutter your home. Get rid of stuff, you know, before you start to take pictures, before you start showing. It's very important. I also stage homes. We have different ways of staging. We could do it virtually, which means that we take the pictures first, and then I can add furniture to the different rooms, a bedroom. I can make it look really nice. And I could also do actual staging if this you know, the house I'm listing now actually is a vacant home, a couple of pieces of furniture still left over. But we'll bring in actual furniture. And there's something to be said. When you walk into an empty home, you know, people buy based on emotion. And if they don't feel the emotion in the house, if they don't see it as something that they could live in, then I don't think they're going to be very emotionally attached to it. When you add furniture to it, when you add, you know, knickknacks and things around the house that make your house stand out and look like a home, I think it lays a sense of love, warmth, something I really want to be in. If it's empty, there's no furniture in it, then it feels cold and dark and empty, and I think devalues the property. So I think professional photography, floor plans are very important. Staging is very important. And even if you have furniture, declutter the house, you know, do a paint job. It always helps. And just trust your realtor, you know, whether it's me or somebody else in the business, you know, we have been around to know the things to do and not to do. So, like I said, just trust in what your realtor says to get the best selling price.
And talk a second about tips you give to clients of yours who are looking to purchase. How should they go about that process?
Right. That's a great question. approval letter. You know, a couple of times early in my career, I made the mistake of not doing so and just taking people out, and they fall in love with something, and it's something, if they fall in love with, there's chances that somebody else is probably going to fall in love with it. So if you have your pre-approval letter in hand, you'll instantly appeal more to a seller in a quick bidding situation. You know, if you want to put it in the bid, sellers won't even look if you're going to take out a mortgage at your, you know, at your offer, unless you have that. So that's step one. Two, kind of really try and envision yourself living in there. I know sometimes people walk in and the apartment looks absolutely gorgeous, but is it practical for your needs? I mean, if you have children, are the bedrooms big enough? Do you have enough space for a play area? If it's an older person, you know, does it have the outdoor space that you want? You know, so things like that. Do you want to do renovations? Do you not want to do renovations? But before the process starts, I usually like to spend 20 minutes on the phone or in person to kind of get a feel for what they're looking for so I can guide them appropriately. And then, you know, we live in the era of bidding wars. You know, how many times have you seen that, Bob, where, you know, all of a sudden you have an accepted offer on a property and they call you for the contract, and the next thing you know, it's no longer there because somebody bid them higher. So, you know, you buy on emotion, but also use some of your logic here. Is it really worth this money? Is it really worth setting yourself back on your mortgage payments to get this apartment right now? I think that's an important tip that a lot of people just kind of let go of. So I think those couple of things are important.
Yes, all good tips. And Daniel, we have had a great conversation. If you can believe it, our 30 minutes are about up. But before we let you go, how can some of our listeners, or how do people find you in the first place? And where are they going?
Well, sure.
I mean,
I'm all over the internet. So if you Google my name, Daniel Soldano, you'll see me up there. If you put in Daniel Soldano Bay Ridge or Daniel Soldano Douglas Elliman, I have my profile on the Douglas Elliman website. I have my own website, and don't laugh, it's kind of cheesy, but I love it. It's sold by Soldano, because I have sold in my name.
You got to take advantage of your own name, man. You got to take advantage.
Well,
of
it. That's right. Well, I have sold in my name, so I was kind of born to do real estate.
Right.
But you could find me online, and I'd be happy to send anybody who's interested a pamphlet on Bay Ridge, so you can get an idea of this area. Like I said, the landmarks and the restaurants. And I'd be happy to help guide you, whether it's a quick phone call about this area just for, you know, your own knowledge, or if you're looking to buy or sell. Happy to do it.
Well, great. Well, it was great having you on, Daniel. Source of great information and a big supporter of Bay Ridge Dyker and Bensonhurst, which we know is the hidden gem of Brooklyn and you know, great value, great people, great quality of life, and, you know, a dozen other reasons why, you know, people actually stay here. You know,
well, Bob, I'm hoping to stay here myself. But I sell these properties, and I know what they go for, so it's an uphill battle.
Yes. So we want to keep you here, Daniel. We need people like you in Bay Ridge. Thank you for coming on our show.
Thanks, Bob. Take care.
Well, this concludes tonight's radio program. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio for hosting our show, and thanks to our guest, Daniel Soldano, a licensed associate broker with Douglas Elliman, who lives and works in Bay Ridge, Dyker, and Bensonhurst, as well as all of Brooklyn and the New York City area, for sharing his insights with us. This is How's New York signing off. God bless Brooklyn and all of its people. Wishing you a good night and a good morning and a good afternoon. I am your host, Robert Howe.
Like the folks you meet on, like to plant my feet on the Brooklyn Bridge. What a lovely view from heaven looks at you from the Brooklyn Bridge. I love to listen to the wind through her strings, the song that she sings for the town. I love to look up at the clouds in her hair, She's learned to wear like a crown.